So we've now received a lot of questions, and I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. I was expecting a lot, and there they are. So, Carl, I'm going to start with you, and let's perhaps, you know, to get through lots of questions, let's answer slightly briefer answers, but maybe we can get through as many as we can. One question is, you made a comment about small salmon in RAS not being viable. What would be too small for you? What do you think is the minimum amount of capacity for a viable project?
Well, that's a good question, and unfortunately there isn't one true answer to it, but what I can say is that out of the salmon land-based salmon farms in the world today, which most of them are in what I call the R&D size, 500 tons, maybe 1,000 tons of annual production, none of those are making money. So in other words, the answer is much higher than that. We know that our Danish facility was approximately at the size where you can make a decent profit if you're able to sell the fish at a premium. So that's a 2,400 ton facility. But even then, it's unless you have a price premium, it is difficult to be cost competitive with the conventional industry. So I think that the answer to the question is much closer to what we're doing in the US, where we are comfortable we will deliver a significant profit on phase one alone. And as you add more capacity, that's when you really see the true potential of unit economics. Our long-term ambition is to be the lowest cost producer of salmon delivered in the US. And we are very confident that we will get there in a not too distant future.
Okay, thank you. And a quick follow-on question. Some other companies report biomass kilo per cubic meter of growth. Is that something that Atlantic Sapphire does? And do you have a number for that?
Yes, we're actually the ones who invented that metric and called it the JEA index back in the day. So we do. And to give the answer, our phase one in the US, for example, when we were at full steady state production, which will be in the middle of next year, we'll have 0.47 in production per cubic meter per day. So that is what we're targeting. We're still ramping up the biomass, which means we don't have full utilization of the facility yet. So numbers are naturally lower, but that is where we're heading.
Perfect. Thank you.